Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. Because things can get so crazy messed up and we become so stressed by burdens and trials and sickness and loss, because it seems most days the ongoing news at home and abroad keeps threatening things we simply cannot begin to get a handle on, because there are so many days, it seems, in our lives that we find ourselves tied up in knots, worried about this and about that, and because Satan, yes, he finds his sinister ways to coax us to give up and throw in the towel on this Jesus bit. Because there are plenty of events happening to us that some days leave us downright exasperated. Or we just feel like we got the whole world by the tail and nothing can get us now. Because we are frail and brittle and broken human beings who appear on the surface tough, in charge, in the know. But deep down inside, we all know. Because voices around us, even those smiling TV preacher types, are hyped up on how Christianity can make you healthy or successful while neglecting anything at all about Jesus Christ and Him crucified, what He did and why. Because we are who we are. Children of God in the midst of things as they are in our life and our world during these waning days of 2019. Well, the Lord has a word for us. Hang in there. Hang in there. Remember, you are my children. You are children of the resurrection. Though there are plenty of days that look bleak and dark, and indeed are bleak and dark, you find yourself with hardly more than a flickering faith and a puny hope. Stand firm. Hold on. I'm coming back, and I'm coming for you. That's the wrap-up word from all three of the scripture readings for this 22nd Sunday after Pentecost. That was the Apostle Paul's word to our brothers and sisters living in Thessalonica during days that were frankly quite similar to our very own. So much crazy, wild-eyed corruption, evil invading just absolutely every nook and cranny of life. Even in the church, get you. Even in the church where there were actually some people teaching that Jesus died on the cross and was dead and gone, never to be seen again. Thank you. That being the case, there obviously wouldn't be anything like a resurrection from the dead, which meant that nobody had any hope whatsoever. Twiddle your thumbs. Can you imagine, though, living your life like that without any hope, not a sliver of hope, to face your fears and carry your burdens, handle the challenges, to live without any hope whatsoever? Don't believe it, says Paul. Don't believe it. Remember God's word of truth. He never lies. His word never fails. Neither does Jesus. We are weak, but He is strong. We sing in that children's hymn, Jesus loves me, this I know. In the strength of His Father's will, Jesus came into this very broken, twisted world to rescue the likes of us, sinners, while we were still that way, totally helpless. He died for us. In the strength of His love for us and for the whole blooming world, Jesus stayed the course to His cross. He stayed put there for me and for you. So that even in our weakness, even in our death, we might know with utter certainty the strength of His shepherding, saving care and the power of his triumphant resurrection. Know this, we are weak, but he is strong. This is the truth, the gospel truth, and to this gospel truth you've been called. Stand firm in it. Hold on to it. Your Savior, your God and Lord, mighty in power and strong to save and to love you, he's coming back and he will raise you up and you will be in his care, his presence forever. Of course, the Sadducees in today's gospel reading didn't believe a word of that. They denied the resurrection of the body, even as they baited Jesus with their stupidly contorted hypothetical situation involving marriage in heaven. They didn't want to know the truth. They denied it, truth be told. In fact, the Sadducees only wanted to verbally humiliate Jesus in public. Bring him down a notch or two. In effect, they wanted to demonstrate how ridiculous the idea of life after death is. How silly. Come on now. How silly the resurrection of the body. How off the wall are heaven and hell. They wanted to back Jesus into a corner so that he too would have to admit that the whole idea of life everlasting with God was ludicrous. That death was death and, well, that's it. That's it. This kind of thinking is deadly. Satan knows it. That is why whenever we find ourselves heavily burdened by life's troubles and sorrows, Satan burrows that deadly notion into our heads and into our hearts. Maybe, he suggests, maybe this is finally all there is, and you might as well make the best of it and throw in the towel. Live for yourself because the Lord has forgotten about you. You're on your own. He sure isn't coming back for you. There's no place he's got for you with him. He's dead. He's gone, just like you'll soon be. Twiddle your thumbs. Give up. Probably the Israelites felt that way too. A lot of days as they were held in bondage by the Egyptians, day after day, year after year. It never seemed to let up. Where was God? Why didn't he hear their cry and rescue them? Was he not true to his word? Was he going to keep his promise? But then he showed up, revealing himself to a hideaway sheep herder hanging out with his father-in-law's flocks in the wilds of Mount Horeb. I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, and I'm here because my people need me. I'm here to deliver them. I'm here to set them free, and they are going to be my people, and I am going to be their God. Tell them that, Moses. And Moses said to God, if I come to the people of Israel and say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you, they're going to ask me, sure as shooting, they're going to ask, what's his name? And what am I going to say? Good question, huh? Good question. Good to know who indeed has come for you in the powerful fulfillment of his word of promise. Good to know who is on your side standing there, never to leave you nor forsake, come hell or high water. Good to know who's in the driver's seat. God said to Moses, tell them I am who I am. Tell them, Moses, I am has sent I am. That is my name forever, and thus I am to be remembered throughout all generations, our generation as well. The same I am yesterday, today, forever, who says in no unmistakable terms, I am with you always. I am the Good Shepherd. I am the resurrection and the life. This is the sure and certain gospel, says St. Paul. So don't be shaken in these earth-shaking and life-rocking times and seasons. And don't be misled by anybody who even intimates that Jesus Christ is a fraud and cannot possibly save. Don't lose hope in the midst of all kinds of false teaching and twisted up words, even with all those smiley faces on TV. Stand firm. Hold on to what you were taught. Your Lord Jesus, the very one who stayed put for you on Calvary's cross and rose triumphant from death's grave, he's coming back. He is coming back in great power and glory. And every last comma and every last dot of his word promise, he will fulfill in the triumph of your resurrection. Stand firm. A foretaste of this, your resurrection, your life forever with him, Jesus gives you again today, right here, at his altar, at his table, his very body and blood in the bread and wine of his supper. The great I am feeding and leading his people. Not in circles does he lead home. Right here, again, today, the Savior, the shepherd of his Israel, right here, in the midst of things as they are in our life and in our world during these waning days of 2019. In the name of Jesus, amen. The peace of God which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.